Encyclopedia of Chart Patterns by Thomas Bukowski. Third edition. Part 1, How to Trade Chart Patterns. I found that recognizing chart patterns is crucial for trading success. Training my mind to identify patterns and predict outcomes is supported by tools like pattern software. Practical insights include identifying bullish configurations, like double bottoms, and understanding their evolution as prices break resistance levels. From what the writer emphasized, experienced traders rely more on knowledge, while software aids novices. Through thorough research, I learned that traders can execute trades with precision. Part 2, ABCD Bearish. I've learned that pattern recognition focuses on swing trading and using support and resistance levels to mitigate risks. It emphasizes setups like purchasing near double bottom confirmations and placing stop loss orders beneath critical lows. The concept of nodes or horizontal price regions where stabilization occurs serves as interim targets. Scenarios illustrate adjusting strategies for higher returns and managing risks, showing me a holistic guide to leveraging price behaviors for profit. Part 3, ABCD Bullish. Fibonacci ratios forecast price movements in complex patterns like ABCD. By applying Fibonacci levels, I can identify crucial turning points and project trend continuations or reversals. Examples show how ratios like 0.618, 1.27, and 1.618 anticipate price targets. Visual aids enhance understanding of bullish and bearish variations. Volume trends validate patterns and gauge market momentum, influencing my trading decisions. Part 4, Bat Bearish. The writer assessed the performance of trading patterns across market conditions, showing how specific patterns outperform during bullish phases. Case studies illustrate executing trades using setups like bullish bats and bearish crabs, emphasizing the dependability of Fibonacci-based predictions. Common errors like persisting with losing trades are addressed, stressing learning from mistakes to refine strategies. Part 5, Bat Bullish. I found that reversal patterns like bullish and bearish bats depend on Fibonacci ratios to identify entry and exit points, focusing on the D point. Examples show how careful analysis enhances outcomes and trading reliability. Strategic stop-loss placement and integrating trend lines and volume indicators validate patterns. The writer highlights persistence and adaptability as crucial, since not all setups guarantee immediate success. Part 6, Big M. Continuation patterns like flags, pennants, and triangles help recognize scenarios where trends likely persist, optimizing profits during extended market movements. Structure, breakout volume, and projected price targets serve as key indicators. Case studies show how well-timed decisions enhance outcomes. Managing emotions amid market volatility is critical, reinforcing the link between technical expertise and psychological discipline. Part 7, Big W. Complex patterns like Big W and Big M require advanced analytical skills. These skills include using Fibonacci extensions and retracements to identify turning points and optimize trades. Volume trends confirm pattern validity, with deviations acting as potential warnings. Case studies show real-world applications that have achieved significant gains. Effective risk management, including stop-loss levels, is essential. Part 8, Broadening Bottoms. A data-driven approach focused on statistical analysis provides valuable insights into pattern-based strategies. Metrics like success rates, average gains, and failure frequencies help balance risks and rewards. Backtesting validates strategies and identifies improvement areas. Case studies show practical benefits, such as optimizing high-probability setups and position sizing. Part 9, Broadening Formation, Right-Angled and Ascending. The expanding formation, defined by a rectangular base and ascending trend lines, resembles a megaphone. Prices fluctuate between a horizontal bottom and an upward sloping top. This pattern often results in upward breakouts, which achieve targets in 67% of cases. Pullbacks are common, and oscillations in volume dynamics provide essential signals for traders. Part 10, Broadening Formation, Right-Angled and Descending. This pattern, characterized by a horizontal upper boundary and downward sloping lower trend line, indicates bearish sentiment. Prices create lower lows while maintaining consistent highs. Downward breakouts occur more frequently, driven by selling pressure. Volume trends, usually declining, surge during breakouts, indicating move strength. Part 11, Broadening Tops. Expanding tops with diverging upward sloping trend lines signify increasing market volatility and result in higher highs and lows. Upward breakouts achieve targets in approximately 70% of cases. Traders can gain by buying near the lower boundary and selling close to the upper boundary, focusing on risk minimization. Part 12, Broadening Wedge Ascending. The ascending expanding wedge is a distinctly bearish formation with two upward sloping and diverging trend lines. This pattern culminates in a downward breakout with a success rate exceeding 70%. Volume trends surge during the breakout. Shorting near resistance and placing stop-loss orders above the upper boundary ensures calculated engagement. Part 13, Broadening Wedge Descending. The descending expanding wedge with downward sloping diverging trend lines signifies selling pressure and bearish sentiment. Price breakouts occur upward 72% of the time, driven by heightened volumes during critical moments. Successful breakouts reach targets in 83% of instances, resulting in gains. Volume trends indicate potential breakouts. Part 14, Bump and Run Reversal Bottom. The bump and run reversal bottom is a bullish pattern involving three phases: lead-in, bump, and uphill run. This pattern resembles an inverted pan with steep declines followed by a gradual recovery. Average gains reach 55% in bullish markets. Double bumps perform better, indicating more substantial accumulation. Part 15, Bump and Run Reversal Top. The cup and handle bottom is a bullish continuation pattern with a rounded cup followed by a downward sloping handle. This structure achieves an average success rate of 73% with gains around 35%. Volume behavior is critical for reliability. Breakouts above the handle's resistance set profit targets. Part 16, Butterfly Bearish. Rounded bottoms indicate a gradual shift from bearish to bullish sentiment. As selling pressure diminishes, prices form a bowl-like shape. Breakouts occur when prices exceed the high preceding the decline, with an average gain of 42%. Rounded bottoms are dependable in trending markets. Part 17, Butterfly Bullish. The bullish butterfly is a Fibonacci-based pattern for identifying price reversals. It has five pivotal points and specific Fibonacci ratios. Swing traders buy near point D and target gains until point G. Precise entry and exit timing are crucial for success. Part 18, Cloud Banks. Cloud bank patterns with extended lateral price movements followed by a steep decline suit long-term investors. These patterns culminate in sharp price drops, frequently exceeding 40%. Recovery often coincides with the onset of a bull market. The average recovery gain is 386%. Part 19, Crab Bearish. The bearish crab pattern, based on Fibonacci ratios, creates a W shape indicating potential declines. Five crucial turning points lead to a peak at point D before reversing. Due to the risk of false signals, traders must confirm patterns strongly. Part 20, Crab Bullish. The bullish crab pattern reflects a sharp V-shaped recovery, supported by rising volume trends and clear Fibonacci relationships. Advanced pattern recognition tools are recommended for identifying opportunities. Despite initial drops, stocks forming this pattern often recover significantly. Part 21, Cup with Handle. The cup with handle pattern resembles a cup with a handle. It is a bullish continuation or reversal formation that develops over 7 to 65 weeks. Successful breakouts lead to substantial gains, averaging 54%. Shorter and narrower handles tend to outperform broader ones. Part 22, Cup with Handle Inverted. The inverted cup with a handle and a bearish pattern features a rounded top and upward sloping handle before a decline. This formation signals downward breakouts with average declines of 17% to 23%. Confirmation is crucial to avoid false breakouts. Part 23, Diamond Bottoms. Strategic entry and exit points for trading standards and inverted cup patterns are emphasized. Key tactics include measuring the cup's height for price targets and placing stop-loss orders below the handle. High volume breakouts signal greater reliability. Part 24, Diamond Tops. Potential failures of cup and handle patterns, including market volatility and identification errors, are explored. Failure rates for bearish patterns are lower during downtrends. Detailed analysis shows that broader market trends impact pattern performance. Part 25, Diving Board. The diving board pattern is a long-term structure with a flat horizontal base, steep decline, and recovery. It appears when stocks reach overvalued levels and undergo corrections. Weekly charts provide a broader view of price movements and trends. Part 26, Double Bottoms, Adam and Adam. The Adam and Adam double bottom is a reversal pattern with two sharp, narrow V-shaped lows. It signals bearish trend exhaustion and a beginning of reversal. Precision is essential, and volume increases during the breakout confirm the pattern. Part 27, Double Bottoms, Adam and Eve. The Adam and Eve double bottom combines a V-shaped first low with a broader, rounded second low. This pattern indicates a transition to stable consolidation and is highly bullish. Confirmation occurs when the price closes above the peak between the lows. Part 28, Double Bottoms, Eve and Adam. The Eve and Adam double bottom has a rounded first low, followed by a V-shaped second low. Rising volume at the second low signifies renewed buying interest. Confirmation is achieved when the price closes above the confirmation line. Part 29, Double Bottoms, Eve and Eve. The Eve and Eve double bottom has wide rounded troughs and is reliable in bullish markets. It achieves an average price increase of 50%. Confirmation occurs when the price closes above the intermediate high between the troughs. Part 30, Double Tops, Adam and Adam. The Adam and Adam double top has two sharp, narrow peaks, signaling a price decline. The pattern is valid when the peaks are nearly identical in height and separated by a brief dip. Confirmation occurs when the price closes below the intermediate low between the peaks, making it an effective bearish reversal pattern. Part 31, Double Tops, Adam and Eve. The Adam and Eve double top combines a sharp, narrow peak, Adam, followed by a broad, rounded peak, Eve. This pattern signals a weakening bullish trend and a potential bearish reversal. Confirmation occurs when the price breaks below the lowest point between the peaks, ensuring that the downward trend is validated. Part 32, Double Tops, Even Adam. The Even Adam double top, with a rounded peak followed by a sharp peak, indicates a bearish sentiment shift. The rounded peak shows a gradual loss of bullish momentum, while the sharp peak signifies a transition to bearish territory. Volume trends usually decrease during formation and surge on the breakdown, confirming the reversal. Part 33, Double Tops, Eve and Eve. The Eve and Eve double top, featuring two rounded peaks, is a reliable bearish reversal pattern. In bearish markets, it typically results in a 16% decline. Volume trends often decrease from the first peak to the second, confirming market weakness. Proper validation through a downward breakout is essential to avoid false signals. Part 34, Flags. Flags are short-term continuation patterns within a strong trend. They appear as a rectangular consolidation phase formed by two parallel trend lines. These patterns are effective in both bullish and bearish markets. Volume decreases during formation and spikes upon breakout. Their short duration makes them attractive for quick opportunities. Part 35, Flags, High and Tight. High and tight flags are characterized by a steep, narrow flagpole, followed by a brief consolidation phase. These patterns appear in explosive trends and often lead to rapid price increases. Volume trends decline during consolidation and rise sharply on the breakout, making proper identification and timing essential for maximizing returns. Part 36, Gaps. Gaps are abrupt price movements resulting from significant shifts in market sentiment. There are four types of gaps: common, breakaway, runaway, and exhaustion. Volume helps confirm the strength of these gaps, especially for breakaway and runaway gaps. Analyzing the context, support, and resistance levels is crucial for effective trading. Part 37, Gartley Bearish. The bearish Gartley is a Fibonacci-based reversal pattern that forms a large W in downtrending markets. It involves precise Fibonacci relationships between points X, A, B, C, and D. Volume diminishes during the pattern's development, reflecting weakening bullish momentum. Successful execution involves confirming the pattern at point D and positioning stop-loss orders above D. Part 38, Gartley Bullish. The bullish Gartley, forming a large M, signals bullish reversals within uptrends. Key Fibonacci ratios identify point D for long positions. Volume decreases during the formation, indicating consolidation before an upward move. Confirmation at point D through bullish candlestick patterns or price rejections is essential for validating the pattern. Part 39, Head and Shoulders Bottom. The head and shoulders bottom, a bullish reversal pattern, includes three dips, the left shoulder, head, and right shoulder. Volume typically increases during the formation of the head and spikes on a breakout above the neckline, confirming the reversal. The height of the pattern helps estimate potential price targets. Part 40, complex head and shoulders bottom. This advanced variation of the head and shoulders bottom has multiple shoulders or heads, indicating a bullish reversal after a downtrend. Volume trends downward during the formation and increases sharply on a breakout above the neckline, confirming the reversal in volatile markets. Part 41, head and shoulders tops. The head and shoulders top is a widely recognized bearish reversal pattern that marks a shift from an uptrend to a downtrend. It comprises three peaks, the left shoulder, the head, and the right shoulder. Volume typically decreases during the formation. A neckline breakdown confirms the reversal, indicating weakening upward trends. Part 42, head and shoulders tops complex. This advanced variation of the head and shoulders top has multiple peaks or shoulders, enhancing its reliability in volatile markets. Volume decreases during formation and spikes on a neckline breakdown, confirming the bearish sentiment. This pattern helps traders confirm reversals and plan their strategies accordingly. Part 43, horn bottoms. Horn bottoms are bullish reversal patterns with two prominent price spikes separated by a lower trough. Volume surges during the breakout above the resistance level formed by the spikes. The height of the horn helps estimate the potential price target, indicating a shift from bearish to bullish conditions. Part 44, horn tops. Horn tops are bearish reversal patterns characterized by two prominent price peaks separated by a higher trough. Volume increases during the breakdown below the intermediate trough, confirming the bearish reversal. The height of the horn provides a basis for calculating the expected price decline. Part 45, island reversals. Island reversals occur when a small cluster of price activity becomes isolated from the prevailing trend by gaps on both sides. An island bottom forms during a downtrend, indicating a bullish reversal, while an island top forms during an uptrend, indicating a bearish reversal. Volume spikes during the formation of these gaps, highlighting their significance. Part 46, measured move down. The measured move down is a continuation pattern consisting of three phases: an initial decline, a retracement, and a second decline. Volume typically decreases during the retracement and surges during the second decline, confirming the bearish sentiment. The pattern symmetry helps estimate price targets and timeframes. Part 47, measured move up. The measured move up is a bullish continuation pattern with three stages: an initial price increase, a corrective retracement, and a second upward leg. Volume generally declines during the retracement and increases as the second leg begins. This pattern is effective in bull markets and the height of the first leg project's price targets. Part 48, pennants. Pennants are short-term continuation patterns that appear after a strong price move, resembling a flagpole. They form a small triangle and usually last a few days to 3 weeks. Volume declines during the formation and spikes on the breakout, making pennants a reliable tool for swing traders. Part 49, pipe bottoms. Pipe bottoms are bullish reversal patterns that appear at the end of a downtrend, consisting of two consecutive long downward candles followed by two strong upward candles. This formation indicates a sharp change in sentiment from bearish to bullish, with volume increasing significantly during the reversal. Part 50, pipe tops. Pipe tops are bearish reversal patterns that form at the peak of an uptrend. They signal a rapid shift in market sentiment from bullish to bearish. The pattern consists of two long upward candles followed by two strong downward candles, with volume increasing during the breakdown. Part 51, rectangle bottoms. Rectangle bottoms form when prices oscillate horizontally between support and resistance levels before breaking out. These patterns are effective in bearish markets, and volume trends often decrease during formation. The breakout direction significantly influences the potential for price movement. Part 52, rectangle tops. Rectangle tops form during upward trends and signal the potential for price continuation or reversal. Volume typically diminishes within the rectangle before spiking at the breakout. These patterns are effective in bullish markets, with proper attention to volume and market context for confirmation. Part 53, Roof. The roof pattern resembles a rectangle but features a rounded top, signaling a gradual reversal from an uptrend. Volume decreases during formation and surges during the breakout, indicating market exhaustion and a potential bearish move. Part 54, Roof Inverted. The inverted roof pattern reflects a prolonged price decline followed by a rounded bottom, signaling a potential bullish reversal. Prices stabilize and gradually climb, breaking out upward as buying pressure surpasses selling resistance. Volume increases during the breakout. Part 55, Rounding Bottoms. Rounding bottoms form when prices dip gradually and then recover in a smooth bowl-like curve. This pattern signals a transition from a downtrend to an uptrend, with volume typically decreasing during the initial phase and increasing during the breakout. Part 56, Rounding Tops. Rounding tops are characterized by a convex curve in price action, signaling a gradual transition from an uptrend to a downtrend. Volume patterns can vary but typically show a decrease during the rounding phase. A breakout below the support level confirms the bearish trend. Part 57, Scallops Ascending. Ascending scallops are bullish continuation patterns resembling a series of upward curving waves. Prices rise sharply, retrace partially, and then resume their upward trajectory. Volume trends increase during upswings and decrease during pullbacks, confirming breakouts above resistance levels. Part 58, Scallops Ascending and Inverted. Ascending and inverted scallops are bearish patterns resembling downward-facing scallops. Prices fall sharply, recover slightly, and then continue to decline. Volume often decreases during recoveries and surges during breakdowns, confirming the bearish sentiment. Part 59, Scallops Descending. Descending scallops are bearish patterns resembling an inverted J, with prices dropping sharply, recovering partially, and then continuing their downward trajectory. Volume tends to decline during formation, and spikes during the breakout are below support levels. Part 60, Scallops Descending and Inverted. Descending and inverted scallops resemble upside-down scallops, with prices forming a rounded top before continuing downward. Volume trends play a critical role, with declining activity during formation and surging upon breakout confirming the bearish implications. Part 61, Three Falling Peaks. The Three Falling Peaks pattern is a bearish continuation formation in which prices form three consecutive lower highs, indicating progressively weaker buying pressure. Volume usually decreases throughout the formation and then spikes during the breakdown below the support level, confirming persistent downward momentum. Part 62, Three Peaks and Domed House. The Three Peaks and Domed House pattern is a complex formation that starts with three rising peaks, followed by a rounded consolidation phase, the domed house, and concludes with a breakdown. This pattern typically signals a major trend reversal from bullish to bearish. The volume provides crucial insights, declining during the domed house phase and increasing sharply during the breakdown, confirming the trend change. Part 63, Three Rising Valleys. Three rising valleys represent a bullish pattern where each successive valley or low point is higher than the one before it, signaling a gradual and consistent upward trend. This pattern becomes confirmed when prices break above the highest peak formed between the valleys, often accompanied by a noticeable increase in volume. These patterns indicate trend continuation and offer significant profit opportunities. Part 64, Triangles Ascending. An ascending triangle is a bullish continuation pattern characterized by a horizontal resistance line at the top and a rising support line at the bottom. Prices fluctuate between these two levels before breaking upward. Volume typically rises on the breakout, confirming the upward move and indicating strong buyer interest. Part 65, Triangles Descending. Descending triangles are bearish continuation patterns with a flat support line at the bottom and a descending resistance line at the top, narrowing the price range as selling pressure intensifies. Prices break below the support level, often with a sharp increase in volume, confirming the bearish sentiment and the continuation of the downtrend. Part 66, Triangles Symmetrical. Symmetrical triangles are neutral patterns where prices move within two converging trend lines, one sloping upward and the other downward, reflecting market indecision. The breakout direction depends on the prevailing trend. Upward breakouts signal bullish sentiment, while downward breakouts indicate continued bearish movement. Volume generally decreases during formation, but surges upon breakout, confirming the trend direction. Part 67, Triple Bottoms. Triple bottoms form when prices decline, creating three distinct lows at roughly the same level before reversing upward. These patterns typically indicate the end of a downtrend, acting as a bullish reversal. Volume often declines during formation, but spikes upon confirmation when prices break above the highest peak between the valleys, leading to significant upward momentum. Part 68, Triple Tops. Triple tops, with three peaks forming at the same level, signal a bearish reversal. Confirmation is achieved when prices break below the lowest valley between the peaks, often accompanied by increased volume. This pattern effectively signals a trend change in bearish markets, and confirmation ensures traders avoid false signals. Part 69, V-bottoms. V-bottoms are sharp, rapid price reversals after a steep decline, resembling the letter V. These patterns are often driven by a sudden surge in demand, reversing a strong sell-off. Volume typically increases significantly during the recovery phase, confirming the reversal. Although V-bottoms lead to quick gains, they can be risky due to their abrupt nature and the difficulty of timing entries. Part 70, V-bottoms extended. Extended V-bottoms resemble traditional V-bottoms, but occur over a longer period. Prices gradually stabilize before accelerating upward, diminishing volume during the stabilization phase, but rising sharply as prices break out upward. These patterns are less volatile than traditional V-bottoms and offer more measured opportunities for entry. Traders can use the stabilization phase to identify precise entry points, ensuring they capitalize on the pattern's bullish potential. Part 71, V-tops. V-tops are bearish reversal patterns resembling an inverted V. They occur when a sharp price rise is followed by an equally rapid decline, indicating a shift from bullish to bearish sentiment. Volume typically decreases during the peak and rises again during the decline, signaling a market turning point. These patterns are significant for their ability to signal a market turning point, and traders use the height of the V to estimate potential price targets. Part 72, V-tops extended. Extended V-tops are similar to regular V-tops, but include a horizontal retracement phase on the right side of the pattern. This retracement acts as a pause, where prices stabilize or trend sideways before continuing downward. Volume tends to decrease throughout the formation, and a breakdown below the retracement zone confirms the pattern. Extended V-tops are valuable in volatile markets, offering more time for traders to analyze and confirm the reversal. Part 73, wedges falling. Falling wedges are bullish continuation or reversal patterns that form when prices consolidate within two downward sloping trend lines. The narrowing of the wedge indicates reduced selling pressure, and a breakout above the upper trend line signals a bullish move. Volume often decreases during the formation and increases significantly at the breakout. Falling wedges are versatile patterns that appear in both uptrends and downtrends, with the height of the wedge used to estimate the breakout's price target. Part 74, wedges rising. Rising wedges are bearish patterns that occur when prices consolidate between two upward sloping trend lines. The narrowing of the wedge indicates weakening bullish momentum, and a breakdown below the lower trend line signals a bearish move. Volume tends to decline during the formation and increases during the breakdown, confirming the pattern. Rising wedges are often seen as continuation patterns in a downtrend or reversal patterns at the top of an uptrend. Traders use the height of the wedge to estimate the potential price decline after the breakdown. Part 75, Wolf Wave, Bearish. The bearish wolf wave is a reversal pattern characterized by five distinct turning points within an upward sloping wedge. The formation typically begins with a series of higher highs and higher lows, but the pattern tightens as it progresses. The key points labeled 1 through 5 form converging trend lines, with point 5 serving as the sweet spot for initiating short trades. The EPA, estimated price at arrival line, drawn from points 1 to 4, predicts the price target. The breakdown occurs when prices fail to sustain the upward trajectory, confirmed by increased volume and a move below the lower trend line. This pattern provides traders with a framework for identifying trend reversals and setting precise price targets based on the wedge's structure. Part 76, Wolf Wave, Bullish. The bullish wolf wave is a continuation or reversal pattern that forms within a downward sloping wedge. It consists of five turning points labeled 1 through 5 that define converging trend lines. Point 5, also known as the sweet spot, represents an ideal entry for long trades. The EPA, estimated price at arrival line, connecting points 1 and 4, projects the target price for the breakout. Volume typically decreases during the pattern's formation and increases significantly as prices break above the upper trend line, confirming the upward move. This pattern is particularly effective in signaling the end of bearish trends and the potential for strong bullish reversals or continued upward momentum.
Closing thoughts.
Reflecting on the diverse chart patterns and trading strategies presented, it's evident that mastering these concepts is pivotal for achieving success in the trading world. Each pattern, whether bullish or bearish, offers unique insights and opportunities, catering to both novice and experienced traders. By comprehending and applying these patterns, we can enhance our ability to make informed decisions, mitigate risks, and capitalize on market movements. The key takeaway is the importance of thorough research, continuous learning, and adaptability. While tools and software can aid in pattern recognition, our understanding and experience ultimately determine effectiveness. Staying disciplined, managing emotions, and refining strategies based on successes and setbacks are crucial for long-term success. In essence, the journey through chart patterns and trading strategies underscores the significance of blending technical analysis with psychological resilience. By integrating these elements, we can navigate the market's complexities with confidence and precision, paving the way for sustained profitability and growth. Let's approach trading with an inquisitive mind, a strategic approach, and a willingness to learn and adapt. The market is dynamic, and our ability to evolve with it will define our success.